Bless the Lord. Thank God for the good song. Amen. Thank God he loved me. Amen. As I was, and he still does. Amen. I don't understand all that. You don't neither, because you don't love. It's hard to love. Thank God people that sin against you and do wrong against you. And that's the love of God. Thank God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As he said this morning, I'm glad for that. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Everything, thank God, we need's in him this morning. There's nothing that he can't do. Nothing that, thank God, we have lack of. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And that means I don't lack a thing. Amen. He's my shepherd. I'm glad for that. I bless his name this morning. I'm grateful for the good word of God, the help of God. Amen. I'm glad it's real in my spirit this morning. I bless his name for that. Amen. I'm reading in 1 Kings 17. I'll read a few verses and just try to say some things that's got to lead me. And I appreciate the good testifying this morning. And asking God to help us now in the scripture here. The Bible said that Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Amen. It is according to what he said, because God told him to say it. Amen. He was God's mouthpiece, God's prophet. Amen. In the land during a time of apostasy and a time about idolatry. Ahab was the king, and we know about him was a wicked king. The Bible said, amen, he put a man of God before him. Ahab, amen, heard Elijah, amen, he went to him and told him, thank God that it's not going to rain. And then the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And so God's telling Elijah, amen, to go, thank God, down to the brook Cherith. Amen. Means a cutting. That's what the word means. There's going to be some cutting on him right there. Before you ever get show yourself, Ahab, you're going to have some things happen in your life. There's a lot of things we'll have to go through before we ever get to the place that God wants to manifest us in some ways. And it's here he had to go to Cherith, but God took care of him. Of course, you know the record, how that God commanded the ravens to feed him there. Probably got the meat off of, amen, Ahab's table in Jehoshaphat's. Amen. 2 days, brethren. I mean, 2 times in a day he was fed. Amen. And he went done according to God. It didn't rain. And then the Bible, friend, thank God, says the brook dried up. And we know if it's not going to rain, the brook dries up. And then it said in verse number 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him again, saying, and so it is guided by the word of God. The word of God guides us. Amen. The spoken word here, they didn't have the written word. It was a spoken word of God, amen, that he speaks to us and tells us, amen, where to go and what to do, amen. That's right, brother. I'm glad I'm in my place this morning. I'm glad this is where God put me, amen. Thank God until he speaks to me something else. I'm just going to do what the command is, amen. I'd rather be under that command of God, knowing I'm in the will of God, amen. Better than anything, I know every provision's met in the will of God, amen. You say, can a man get out of the will of God? Well, it looks like he can, amen. That means he's not in the place and doing the purpose of God the way God set it up. It don't change God, don't change the message. Amen. It just causes that man to miss the blessing. Amen. That's right. That's the way I look at it. God don't always punish a man for not doing what he ought to do, but sometimes he will deal with a man in correction, a lot of correction. Brethren, listen, thank God, it's because he's not getting the blessing from where he ought to be with God, and he misses that. And brethren, we can miss the blessing. Amen. We ain't going to miss the family, but we'll miss the blessing. And there's a lot of ways, brethren. Listen, thank God that God speaks to a man, puts a man in a place, amen, that he might be blessed of God. And he was blessed of God because he had a man of God. Amen. Here, and God said, hide thyself. And then verse 9, he says, get thee the Zarephath, which belonged to the Zidon, dwelt there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. And far as I know, she didn't know about the command.
command, but God had the command. Amen. He had the command on her. Hey, God, she didn't. Amen. When Elijah comes, she didn't say, "Yeah, God told me you was coming." Amen. She was out picking up sticks. Amen. She was going to make some bread. Amen. Cornmeal bread. Amen. Thank God, my friend. Thank God, cornbread. Amen. And she said, "I don't have but a little bit in the barrel. I got a handful of meal in the barrel." A handful means what you can hold in your hand. That's all I've got. No doubt for years. Amen. Listen, thank God she had been, they had been able to farm that property, and thank God to get, amen, what they needed. But now the rain had stopped, and she had been using what she had. Now she don't have but a handful left, and all a little oil in a cruise. Amen. And she said, "I'm going to take these 2 sticks. I'm going to go back in, and I'm going to make, thank God, a meal for us, me and my son." I don't know how old he was, but it was her and her son. Where was her husband? I thought this morning, maybe he was dead. It could have been a good possibility he had died. Amen. You ever thought about this? I just thought about this. Amen. It might not have been a meal in the barrel, praise God, if she'd have had another person. Amen. She'd had to feed, but she had a handful. Amen. God's always right on time. Amen. God will never miss a lick. God knows what to do, when to do it. God knows how to set it up like that. And God did set it up like that. I've commanded, listen, we'll never see a lot of things from God till we get to here. Or we just got a handful. Amen. Ain't got a handful of faith sometimes is better. Amen. Listen, it might be a little, but it's better than none. Amen. And always having a handful. Amen. In the barrel. And listen, this woman was going to make a cornbread. Amen. For her and her boy. And she said, "We're going to eat this and we're going to die." That's what she said. And brother, listen, I ain't got Elijah. He said, "Well, go get me some water." Amen. "I need some water." He was thirsty from his journey. But Zarephath means this. It means a place of refinement. And listen, when we get cut on a while, then we need refined. That's the only way God's going to work that thing in your life. You wonder why you go through things? Because it's his will. Amen. It's just what he decided to do in your life at that time of your life, because he's getting you ready to go somewhere else. He's getting ready. Listen, he was the voice. Elijah was a voice in his day for God. Amen. In political and religious apostasy. Amen. And he stood, thank God. And if you look at this Bible, Elijah, friend, amen. Listen, it said, John, what would come in the spirit of Elijah? Amen. Listen, what that mean, preacher? Well, John, thank God, faced that political and religious day face to face. He told them the way it was. And Elijah didn't bat an eye, thank God, when he faced Ahab. But God hid him, amen, by the brook. Now he's got him down here with a widow woman and her son. And he says, "Fetch me some water." As she goes, he says, "Make me a cake." Amen. Amen. She said, "Don't have but a handful." And he said, "Make me a cake first." And this is what he said to her in the scripture. He said to her, thank God, he said, listen, in the book, he said here, and he said, "As she said, as the Lord thy God liveth," in verse 12, "I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, a little oil to cruise, and behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Fear not, don't fear, don't be afraid of it. Listen, I thought unto God, brother Danny, how faithless I am, and how I don't believe, brother. Listen, we'll not see nothing till we have faith." Amen. The only way you'll ever see things by faith. Amen. It's faith, Brother Keith. Thank God he said faith will please him. He said we're not going to please him without it. And this woman, thank God, got the word, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son." And this is what he said in verse 14. "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste." Amen. Thank God, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that Lord sent a rain upon the earth. He said that handful you got's not going to waste. Listen, that means it ain't going to be used up. Amen. There's going to be meal in the barrel. There's going to be a meal in the barrel. There's going to be till it rains. If you'll do what I say, I tell you, listen to me. Thank God, he ain't gonna forsake you. Amen. He's gonna take care of you. He's gonna meet the needs you have. But you're gonna have to do what he says. Here he said that. He said, go make me a cake first. And he said, thank God it's gonna be some provisions. Amen. For you and your son. Thank God and me too. Amen. Thank God and the handful of meal she said went to the barrel. Amen. Every day she lived after that. And the oil, thank God, was in the cruise. And brother, listen. Thank God she that never gave out. Never time she went. Amen. There's some meal in the barrel. Every time she went, there's some oil in the cruise. Amen. That sustained them during the drought. It sustained them during the famine. Hey God, what sustains me? Amen. Thank God, the grace of God. Amen. Every day, brethren, you got grace to live by. I thought he said he'd give them more grace. There's grace in the barrel. I can say that. There's grace this morning. Amen. Every day you live, you got grace. That means the favor of God upon undeserved people. Thank God for Jesus' sake. For the name of Christ. Amen. He's got to take care of his people, Brother Keith. Amen. There ain't a day, thank God, goes by that we ain't blessed. Amen. I'm talking about blessed of God. Why? Because of Christ. Amen. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll bless you, thank God, day by day. There's something in the barrel this morning. Amen. I want to get my hand in there. Amen. How much is it? What I need. That's what's in the barrel's what I need. And God knows what I need every day I live. And there's meal in the barrel this morning. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God, you'll never know it. Amen. Till you see it. Because every day she went, ain't got to the barrel. And she could say, look in my hand. Here's another good handful, probably more than that. Whatever they had to have to eat. Amen. I'm telling you, he's got what you need. Everything you need, he's got it. Amen. But you go to the barrel and find it. How many times have you run low? Amen. On things in your life. Amen. But thank God. Amen. You went to him. And that's where our barrel is him. And brother, he met your need. Thank God he gave what you needed at that very time. And nothing more. That's what you needed. Amen. Thank God that's right. Buddy, I'm telling you this morning, son, I've been down. Amen. I've been low in my spiritual life. Amen. I've had days. Amen. That I didn't have much. Amen. I've gotten the pulpit and I didn't have much. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, that you can go to the barrel. Amen. I'm glad there's a handful. Amen. Listen, when you was weak and down and you was going through the battle, thank God, I'm glad there's a handful to sustain you and keep you going. Amen. What you need keeps you going. Sustaining us. Amen. He sustains his people. Amen. Have you ever felt before, amen, that you was going to die? I'm talking, thank God, about that. I just don't see no hope. I don't see no hope for me and my boy. I mean, it just seems like everything's happening. Amen. Listen, you read the rest of the chapter, her own son, amen, had died. Amen. Have you ever just felt, amen, nothing's going right? I don't have much. Amen. You look at all these other people. Amen. And there have been, thank God, more things visibly. Amen. But it ain't, listen, it ain't praying in the world. It's in the barrel. Amen. That's right. Thank God there wasn't nobody come by and said, hey, I've got a good barrel of meal for you. Amen. It don't work like that. I can't meet the need you have. Amen. Listen, I can't help you in what you need. I can tell you who can. Amen, but you're going to have to get in the barrel. I tell some people just need to get in the barrel. Amen, there's something in the barrel. If you'll just get in the barrel this morning. Amen, some people need to get saved this morning. And God, I'm telling you, they just need to get saved. I'm talking about this flat out saved. Amen, sin's about to eat them up. Sin's about to kill them. Sin's, my friend, their past master. Amen, they see and I'm about to die. I'm telling you, but just get your hand in the barrel of the goodness of God. Amen. Thank God it's revealed. healed through the word. Amen. What you need. You just need to get in. And say, preacher, I can't. I know that. But there's a barrel, thank God's got some meal in it. And that's where it is. And I'm telling you, when God saved me, amen, I mean saved me. Thank God he gave me something. Amen. That he said it'll not run out. It'll not, thank God, fail. It'll be there all the time. Amen. Thank God there's been some low days. There's been some days and I thought I wasn't even saved. I mean, I thought, oh God, have mercy. Am I in you? And he said, it's in the barrel. There's some meal in the barrel. Amen. I ain't going to leave you. I ain't going to forsake you. Amen. It's there. Amen. Thank God all of a sudden I'm eating this bread and saying, thank you, Father of heaven. Thank you for the goodness of God. Amen. I'm telling you, some people, I just need to get in the barrel. Amen. Thank God you come in low this morning. Thank God you feel like there ain't no hope, but there's a barrel. Thank God. Amen. This woman had to get in, and Elijah said, it ain't going to run out. Amen. It ain't going to run out. There's something in it this morning. Thank God you can get it. If you'll just get in the barrel this morning. Amen. So she went, took them sticks, put it under the fire. Thank God, and baked that bread. Amen. Every day she lived, there was enough in that barrel to feed her. And her. I'm going to tell you, it'll feed your family. It'll feed your family. Amen. He'll feed your family, if I can say it right. He'll take care of every need you have. Amen. That's right. Hey, listen. That woman, no doubt, had some faith because she recognized the fact. Amen. When he even came, she said something about the God of Israel. Amen. Listen, that's what she said. She said here, amen, he arose and went. And she, thank God, my friend said, she said, as the Lord God, thy God liveth. That's what she said, as the Lord thy God liveth. Amen. She had some faith. She knew God as far as what I see. Amen. But she, friend, got low. Amen. Sometimes it runs low. It runs low sometimes. I mean, life runs low. Amen. This gets low sometimes. Amen. Sometimes, thank God. Amen. We're eating. Amen. And we're not worrying about things. But when things get to the place in our life sometimes, amen, we're going through physical afflictions. Amen. That gets you low, like you said. When you got a physical need and you just need. Amen. Listen. Thank God. And listen, I don't find this. This is just what I'm telling you. I don't find Elijah ever going to the barrel. Thank God. But I find the widow going to the barrel and saying what I'm making, thank God's going to take care of you and I'm going to take care of my son. Amen. I don't find Elijah going to it. He just told there's going to be meal in the barrel. Amen. Listen, there's meal in the barrel this morning. Whatever you need is in the barrel. Amen. Listen, thank God, everything we know we have is in Christ. Everything we need is in Christ. He's available this morning. We have access into this grace wherein we stand. Amen. Listen, thank God, it might not be, brother, all that you want, but it'll be enough. Amen. Hey, God, he'll give you enough. He knows I'd abuse some of it. If he gave me too much, I thought I'd done something. Amen. But he says it's just enough this morning. That's all you need, what you need. Amen. He is what you need. Hey, God, you don't need the world. Amen. She didn't find money in the barrel. Amen. She found meal in the barrel. Amen. She didn't find, thank God, my friend, men. Amen. Promises of men in the barrel. She found the man of God saying, God's going to bless what's in the barrel. Amen. He put it in there. How could it happen? A handful of meal out and looking in his hippie. Ain't gotten the next day. She goes back and there's meal in the barrel. Amen. It's amazing, ain't it? I won't say this. You understand what I'm saying. When you give out, you feel like you give everything else you had. But the next day, thank God, here comes the source of power back to you again. You've been down before. You've been doubting before. All of us have. If we're just honest, we doubt. Amen. I've been abundantly blessed by God. I mean, God has blessed me. He's given me a place, thank God, that I can go to him. and he meet my need. And this woman here, she was making a handful of meal with a cruise of oil to make us. She said, "I'm going to dress it for me and my son. We're going to eat it and die." She didn't see no hope, Brother Keith. People today in the world don't see no hope. They have no hope until they meet the God of hope. He's the only one that can give them hope. Ain't no hope in nothing we do. There's no hope in material gain. There's no hope in all these things. Well, everybody's got hoping in that. You know, I hope this and I hope that. Amen. Listen, can you hear me this morning? A lot of times we're waiting on something we've done to come to pass. And listen, God will do some good things in our obedience to him. But still, it's all connected to him. It's all connected to his hand. It's all connected to what he does. Everything he does. Amen. It's like this woman. And God was waiting. Amen. The next day to go. Do you think the next day, thank God, after she took the hand meal, amen, meal, amen, and went, Brother Robert, and fixed that bread, amen, and they all ate, amen. She looked down the barrel and she said, ain't a thing in it. He said there would be, amen, but the next time she got over there, amen, and she looked down the barrel the next day, amen, she looked in there, she said, looky there, looky there, he's done it again, amen. He put the meal in the barrel, thank God. Amen, he meant to put it in there. Thank God that it would be met of the need. Thank God of the one that, amen, there that was with her. Because God was going to sustain who? Elijah through the widow woman. Amen. He went from a bunch of ravens feeding him. Thank God to a poor widow woman feeding him. Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning if you can grab hold of it. It's God that does it. You have to trust him. I've got to trust him. I mean, if he's made a command and he told me he's going to sustain me through this drought. You have droughts in the Christian life. I'm like him this morning. I'm not an advocate of not reading the scripture, even though there's sometimes I don't read it the way I should. I'm not an advocate of not praying. But God don't change whether you do or not. If you didn't read your Bible the whole next week and he ain't changing, you're missing the blessing. You're missing the blessing. This Bible's called the bread of life. It's called the bread of life. So whether you want to eat it or not, won't you get in the book and eat it and read it? But here's the thing. It wasn't what Elijah was doing, and it wasn't what the widow woman was doing. It's who was putting the meal in the barrel. And he told her, he promised her, amen, that meal wouldn't waste until, amen, God gave rain. Amen, rain's a picture of revival in the Bible, amen. And when rain comes, amen, he revived them. He gave something for them to, thank God, to eat off of, amen. And he didn't have to keep putting the meal in the barrel. But long as there wasn't no rain, there was meal in the barrel. Long as we go through this life, there's going to be times that, thank God, we ain't going to get a lot, but we're getting enough to survive. And he's going to bring us through. Amen. We ain't getting a lot of weight on us. We being sustained. We're all right. I've heard of the old people. I've never lived like this. Saying that they didn't hardly have nothing to eat. Amen. They'd eat pinto beans for weeks. Amen. Listen. My grandpa told me that they went out and had to kill rabbit. Amen. To eat for breakfast. I mean 2 or 3 weeks in a row. Amen. When they were growing up. But it was enough to sustain them. Have you go back to some of these older families where a brother and they was 10 and 12 people in the family, and the mama stayed there and worked, and listen, there wasn't industries then, amen, they worked in the fields, maybe ain't gone down in a little old place or something, maybe in a blacksmith shop or something like that, but when they put them youngins around that table, what they had was enough to sustain them, amen, and that's what brought them through. And listen, them people that lived them days, amen, it's hard to even comprehend about these days, because we got so much, but listen, God will always start out. He's not going to give you everything is in Christ. He's not going to give you, hey man, I ain't got a full barrel. Hey man, he's going to give you enough. Hey God, that you trust him for more. Hey man, that's the way he does. And there's always something, thank God, in our lives we need. Hey man, specifically, and he knows how to give it. But you got to believe him and know it's in the barrel this morning. Hey man, and you can get the meal in the barrel. Hey thank God and have God some cornbread and enjoy what you got. Amen. Notice this, and I want to say this, and I'm the oil didn't fail, didn't give out. Elijah went, and she went and did what he said. Verse 17 said, it came to pass out of these things that the son of woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. His sickness was so sore there was no breath left in him. That's the way they looked at life. That man ain't got no breath. He's dead. That's the way they went. They saw a man not breathing. Then he's dead. Here's his son dead. I don't know how old he is. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou coming to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. Now listen, God blesses preaching, okay? God blesses a church with a preacher. That's just the way it is. Every church is one preacher away from apostasy. You get the wrong man in, he split her up, tear it up. Not being sound doctrine, and there's a lot of people that's religious today, and they know the language. But they don't know God. But this man of God took that boy. You ought to be able to trust your children to hear what the man of God's got to say. And then, listen, I'm not saying that causes me. I'm saying that about any true man of God. Any true man of God, everybody ought to be able to trust what their children have said under that man of God, hear what he's got to say. And here he cares for what the need is. Can I give you this? The New Testament man of God's Christ. He's the man from God. But also too, I am a man of God because of grace. It's not my calling, it's the calling of God. It's just the calling of God. What else could I do, really, besides not do it? Go to early grave or something. I mean, that's just the way I see it. There's a time to start, time to finish, but there's never a time to stop preaching as long as I'm physically able. If you begin the gift of God, a gift from God to do it, then you ought to do it. Notice this. So he took him up in the loft and where he abode and laid him upon his own bed, and he cried out unto the Lord, verse 20, and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? He's telling God, he's asking God this. Have you brought evil upon the widow? And then he stretched himself upon the child three times. This is amazing truth right here. The only way you're going to reach somebody is you're going to have to stretch yourself. He stretched himself over the child. Now, I personally believe that he got on top of him. That's what I personally believe. I personally believe that that child was laying on his bed dead. And I believe Elijah got on that child, and I believe he put his mouth against his mouth. And I believe, brother, listen, that's what he did. He laid himself on that child. And I know people think a little, we're just so far away from these things today because of the culture and because of the way we think. You say, preacher, do you believe somebody could raise the dead? I believe God could. He will raise all the dead one day. But I'm talking about in time. I believe he could. I mean, I know he'll think that's a little charismatic. Help what you want to say. Amen. That one brother they thought was dead up there in Wilkesboro. Amen. They was going to take the man to take his organs. Amen. Out of him. Thank God they saw his feet wiggling. Amen. Now he's still living. Amen. They got him. I mean, he's a making it so far. Amen. He might come out of that thing, thank God, and stand up and preach again. He's a pastor. Amen. But listen, God don't have to have somebody. He don't have to have a doctor to tell him nothing. Amen. That's right. He's God. Friend, we got all these things and we trust in all these things. And I know Luke was a physician, and I know, thank God, I go to the doctor myself when I need it. But brethren, that's because I believe he's got some sense about him, knows more than I do, and can help me out. But brethren, that's not the ultimate healer. The ultimate healer is the God of heaven. He made the body. Friend, they're just, I like what Brother Roloff said. They're just practicing medicine.
Yes, sir.
Practicing medicine.
That's it.
Elijah didn't take him and try to find somebody else. took him to his bed and laid on him. Stretched out himself over him, the Bible said, three times. And cried to the Lord and said, oh God, Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And the Lord heard him. And the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. That's the book. I'm going to tell you what, brother. We start stretching ourselves out to God. I mean, really just getting with him. Amen. In our personal life, in our personal heart, in our desires, in what we do. Amen. We ought to be stretching out. Our life ought to stretch out. Amen. There's a lot of dead people in the world inwardly. Amen. Inwardly, they're dead toward God. Amen. If we're not willing to stretch out in prayer and supplication, amen, and pray and ask God to help us to know the mind of God. Amen. And have our lives. Amen. Thank God go further than what it really is. And this boy here, thank God, was revived. Amen. Listen this morning. And the woman said, now by this I know that thou art a man of God. She said, I know by what you just did for me and my son and me, that you're a man of God. That's what she said. Listen to me. There's meal in the barrel this morning. I don't know what you need. Thank God, financially, spiritually, whatever it is, there's meal in the barrel. You can get it. He's giving it to you. Everything, listen, Brother Keith, I don't know how to explain this. I wish I could tell you. Everything you need is in the Son of God.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
Sure.
Not only positionally and where we're at with him, it right. is in practice.
That's right.
It is in our in access.
Sure.
God help us.
Right.
This ain't a Christian life. You get saved and that's it.
No, sir.
He wrought a miracle here.
Yeah.
I know he's a man of God. How do you know he's a man of God? Because he manifested power upon my son. That's right. That's it. Listen to me. The only way you know anybody's got God in them is manifested to you. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you know. What manifests that? What caused that man of God to pick that son up and take him up to his room and lay on him and stretch over him and God and cry out to God? I'm going to tell you what it did. His faith. He believed God. He believed God. When I read this morning, and I know this is Old Testament, and I know God set up prophets in the Old Testament to be speakers for him and give the message for him, and that's who he come from, Robert. He come from a man of God. Why do you think Paul said before there's ever a New Testament written that we have, he said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Because that's the only way they're going to hear it.
Amen.
They didn't have a complete Bible, but they had preachers. In the Old Testament, he said, listen, he spread that over there in Hebrews 1. He said it was by the prophets, by dreams, by different things, visions, different things God spake. He said, but now speaks unto us by his son. Everything he says is through his son. That's where the power is. Amen. Hey, we've got the spoken word and the written word. Amen. This is the word. And through and by that, we have the power. Amen. To do his will. I was uptown the other day. Amen. And all these boys up on town. Amen. On the squares. On every square, there's up there preaching. And I got like Jonathan said, it's when my heart started beating. And I guess because I wanted to go do it. But I went up there and I knew the preacher. I didn't know it till I got up there and I just stood there a minute and I said, you need some preaching around here. That fella turned around and grinned. He knew who it was because I'd preached in his presence a couple times. And he said, well, these young men want to come up here and preach. God chose preaching to save them that believe. He did it. He did it. There's no glory in me, no glory in no other preacher, but God did choose preaching to save them that believe. God chose it in November of 1991 for that young lady to sit on a church pew and hear the preach word. He chose it in your life. He chose preaching. I'm going to give you this too. I said I was about through this. See here. Listen. Elijah didn't go down there and say, here, read this. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. God uses human vessels. It's in you. It's in you. That's where life is. Life's in me. It's declared through me. And the Holy Ghost uses it in you. Right? That's why it's a blessing. And he used a man of God in this whole text right here. Thank God to God sustained him, but he helped, thank God, sustain that woman and that son. Thank God, because it all worked together for the glory of God. Somebody said, why you need preaching all the time? I'm going to tell you why. Because it does some work in you. Thank God to sustain you in the will of God and help your heart. Thank God it does. You might come sometime. You might not feel a thing, might not get a thing. But I'm going to tell you what. Thank God maybe on down the road that Holy Ghost will jump back in you and say, hey, you remember what that preacher said? There's a meal in the barrel. You say, who's it for? Everybody. Who's the gospel for? Everybody. That's who it's for. Praise God. Let's stand. I thank you for hearing me this morning. God.